broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that I refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for August 26th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is indeed hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. We use the supreme law of the land, the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, the checks and balances put in place by our founders, brilliant in the solution to the problems we face. Welcome to the broadcast. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, absolutely necessary to preserve liberty. Are you aboard? You willing to help? You willing to get involved? LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Now if you want to financially support us and donate today. Otherwise, you can listen free, live and on demand at LibertyRoundtable.com. There's also unique columnist content available there as well. We're live and on demand on the Roku player, free as well. Look in the special intersection for the Liberty News Radio channel. And you'll not only have Liberty Roundtable live, but many other incredible award-winning talk shows. By the way, just a quick shout-out to AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee, Freedom Radio. Freedom 1600, we're working with them. They're going to be carrying Liberty Roundtable in the evenings Monday through Friday now. So we'd like to thank those folks for their stellar support. And we'd like to give a good shout-out to the Tennesseans down there and say thank you so much. We appreciate all of you. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's show certainly is in order, and it's brought to you by Raw Honey. How'd you like incredible deals on raw honey delivered directly to your door? Get a hold of Kurt. Ask him which honey tastes the best. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Kurt Crosby, just say, I want a raw honey deal, buddy, and he'll take good care of you. We talked about the Russian media says, hey, there's turmoil everywhere. You got U.S. economic apocalypse. You got alignments of weird events with the blood moons. People are saying it prompts frenzy abroad. People are going berserk over this. My response, Jesus Christ is still in charge. Be prepared always. We talked about a Joel Skousen World Affairs brief story. Jade Helm disinformation about forced chip implanting. It's bogus, folks. Don't believe the Jade Helm lies out there. Is Jade Helm a problem? Yes, it is. Are there all kinds of folks spreading mistruths to confuse you? Yes, they are. Satan worshipers drowned women with milk in a Planned Parenthood counter-protest. They're not really drowning women in milk, but their reference is to kind of mock the torture idea. What they're doing is dumping cow milk over women's heads is what they're doing, all in an effort to get attention. For one, Satan worshipers. What a strange thing in America. When was the last time you heard huge Satan-worshipping groups involved in protests and blatantly promoting their agenda? Scary in America, isn't it, folks? We're turning away from God, and whether we're godless or having the wrong God, it's just very strange. But what do you expect? You'll have more of it, folks, as more people deny the Christ. It's a sad tale to tell. I testify of Christ, that he lives, that he is the answer to the problems we face. He's the publisher of good tidings and peace. All right, Rand Paul applauds the Republican Party of Kentucky. Why does he applaud them, you may ask? Because they're going to let him run for president and for senator at the same time. Is that a good thing? Well, a lot of people believe it's a good thing when it's Rand Paul, when it's their guy. But overall, I don't think it's a good thing. You say, well, Sam, don't you believe in freedom for people to do what they want? Yes, I do. And if we didn't have parties or we didn't have regulations in so many other areas, I think it would be fantastic. But when you've got a twisted, manipulated, regulated market based on the private party scenario, I'm not for guidelines that dovetail with their other manipulative rules to make sure that the insiders stay in and you and I stay out. So it sounds great when it comes to Rand, but it's a bad precedent. Even Rand should know that. All right, Ferguson judge now orders massive changes to the court system, withdraws all arrest warrants issued before 2015. I get that a judge can do that on a case-by-case basis for legitimate reasons, maybe violation of due process, et cetera, et cetera. But this wholesale idea that they're just going to wipe him out is nuts. It's crazy. The judge ought to be impeached over that. We talked to second hour to our guest, Jim Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com. Jim Clymer's a well-known constitutional attorney. And we talked about that issue about this Ferguson judge. We also talked about, is the term anchor baby offensive? Sometimes they even call him a jackpot baby. Why? Because you win the jackpot and get on the government dole when you sneak your woman across the border and then she has a baby in America. Is it wrong? Yes. Should it be stopped? Yes. Listener TZ says, I'd rather have a judicial tyrant that lets everyone go, including the guilty ones, rather than somebody who incarcerates everyone, including the innocent. I agree with that general statement, but it doesn't have to be an all-or-nothing scenario. A case-by-case reality check would be most appropriate. Violence will soon take over our cities as the flood of brutal, illegal children form gangs in America. This immigration issue, we can mock Donald Trump all day. We can pretend that it doesn't matter. They can lie and promote amnesty. They can create, what are those cities called? Sanctuary cities. They can do all these things. But really, folks, this is not a personal opinion scenario. And it's not a racial scenario. It's not a race-baiting thing. It's an illegal activity issue. And it directly threatens the sovereignty and safety of the United States of America. It's a national security issue. If you don't believe me, there's headlines all over the internet right now where Barack Obama has allowed illegal alien terrorists to come into America. And we've got a crisis on our hands, folks. That's the reality of it. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Today, News the Networks refused to use Starch without further ado. Kirk Crosby's up. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, my friend. That's a joke, Kurt. That's just a joke. That's what Glenn Beck responded as he, he responds with laughter. After CNN host asks Glenn Beck about a crazy 2016 possibility. Did you see this, Kurt?
What is he talking about?
Well, Glenn Beck's not running for president, Kurt. Yeah, they're just joking, buddy, okay? All right, the Donald Trump, he doesn't hide out. I guess Megyn Kelly took an 11-day emergency vacation after the debates, Kurt, because she couldn't really handle the fray with the Donald. And after she got back from her vacation, the Donald took to the Twitter sphere, is that how you call it? And Donald Trump doesn't hide out. Tell us how you real feel, Donald. After Fox News, Megyn Kelly returns from vacation, the Donald takes the swipe. And he basically talks about how she, she could take another unplanned vacation as far as he's concerned. She's not a legitimate journalist, he says. And he went after Megyn Kelly so hard that all of the different Fox figures took after the Donald, including Sean Hannity, who called Donald his friend. But said, you got to lay off Megyn. She's legit. She's happening. She's a great journalist. Lay off her. And so the short-lived truce between the Trumpster and the Fox team, Kurt, short-lived. What I find fascinating is, and I want to ask Fox about this, they always want to let you believe they're above reproach. They're the news guys, the who, what, when, where, why of the news story. We report, you decide. But now they're getting into this big old battle with the Donald, Kurt. And my question is, why are these news journalists taking it so personal if they're really journalists? And if they were smart and they didn't respond to the Trump at all, they just said, huh, Trump's goofy. I don't know why he's attacking us. We're just the news service. We report. You decide. We talk about the who, what, when, where, why, and they don't respond to the Donald. This battle would go away. It's like my little teeny daughter. She's running around, and I say, honey, stop running around. And my daughter says, but they're chasing me, Dad. And I say, I got this grand idea. If you stop, they can't chase you. Yeah, Dad, but they'll get me. Okay, we can talk about that. Why don't you stay with me when they try to get you then? But you got to stop, and if you stop, they can't chase you. It's kind of the same thing in this battle between Fox and the Donald, Kurt. if Fox wouldn't respond, Donald would start to look like an idiot with his insults, Kurt. Because they'd be like, you know what? We're the news professionals. I'm sad to hear that the Donald wants to attack one of our reporters, Megyn Kelly. But the Donald is, you know, he's a media junkie. He's a very polarizing personality. And you know what? We choose to stick with the who, what, when, where, why a news will report. You decide. If they would stay with that, Kurt, it's kind of like my daughter. If you stop, they can't chase you. If they'd stop, this battle would end. Or the Donald would look foolish. Why do they continue this, Kurt, in your mind? We'll talk about it in seconds. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, we're talking about Donald Trump. He's hitting back hard at Megyn Kelly, they claim. And all the Fox News folks are taking up positions of defense for Megyn against Donald. But it reminds me of my daughter. She runs around, she's like 6 years old, and she, Dad, they're chasing me. And I say, you know what, if you just stop, they can't chase you. And it reminds me of that, Kurt. Why on earth would these Fox people descend from their neutral news reporting? Megyn claims that it was all about just the news and reporting and getting the facts and doing her job, and we report, you decide. But now it's very personal. The Megyn doesn't like being attacked by the Trump, and all the different Fox people are kind of now going, wait, we could be next too. Right? So what gives with this, Kurt, you think? Why are they doing this?
Well, at least in my opinion, this is really the perfect storm for two things. You got Fox getting boatloads of coverage, and they love that, you know. And then, of course, Trump is, you know, I mean, he enjoys it too. It simply gives him the coverage as well. I mean, which of the other guys gets, you know, a tenth of the coverage that he's getting? Which, I mean, like he said in the beginning, he wasn't going to ask for any money from anybody. So that right off gave him coverage. And when the media chooses to cover something, somebody, it literally gives them the promotion they need. Well, not maybe that they deserve, but whatever that they get. They get the front page. You can't even buy the front story. You can't even buy that typically. I mean, but in this case, you know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back.
And that's why I'm convinced that, you know, we all want to believe that Donald's really taking on the media. But I don't believe it. I believe there's an inside plan here. Remember Roger Ailes and the Trumpster had a talk and they were going to be peaceful and don't worry. You know, Fox is going to be above reproach. They're not going to attack the Donalder. They're going to be fair to Donald and this and that and then this. And you've got to kind of say, Kurt, at some point you've got to start to say, this is by design.
Yeah.
This isn't just a, oh my goodness, what are we going to do idea anymore. Okay, Megan could just smile and go, man, Donald sure has a problem. But see, this, I submit to you that this issue goes back further. And I don't know what it relates to, but there's something between Megan and Donald. I don't know if Donald tried to pick up on Megan. I don't know if there's something. But I'm telling you, this is a personal thing. But there's also a reason to do it media-wise. And Fox is gaining so much coverage from this. So is the Donald. And I'm just telling you, there's a reason they're doing it. And it's not what we think. I don't know why. I don't know how it all works. Now, Kurt, churches are starting to take unusual steps. Headline says, church takes unusual step to eliminate its slavery role. Did you hear about this?
Is slavery role? I don't get that, you know.
Well, the story is Providence, Rhode Island. Now, did you know one of the darkest chapters of Rhode Island's history? Now, I know that's way in the north, Kurt. It's Yankee territory, way in the north. But Rhode Island has a serious history of preeminence in the slave trade. Beginning in the 1700s, Rhode Island.
Not aware of that.
More than half of the slave trade voyages that left from the United States left from Rhode Island. Providence, ports in Rhode Island, Providence, Bristol, Newport, etc. And that's so contrary to the popular image of slavery, but it's the truth. Okay? They used to say it was primarily a scourge of the South, but in Rhode Island, they ended up calling it the, quote, Deep North. History will become prominent as the Episcopal Diocese was steeped in the transatlantic slave trade. And now they're trying to put together a museum, Kurt, to document that historical reality, say scholars. Many of the shipbuilders, captains, and financiers of those slave-running voyages were Episcopalians, they say.
Wow.
The church, like many other churches in its day, supported slavery and profited from it even after the transatlantic slave trade was outlawed and slavery had been banned in the state. Among the most notable Episcopalian slaveholders, Kurt, now they say were Thomas Jefferson, who was active for some time in the church, and George Washington. And over the last decade, the Episcopal Church of the United States has formally acknowledged the reality of this and apologized for its complicity in perpetuating slavery. And they say these dioceses, these Episcopalians or whatever, they've been trying to put together programs of truth and reconciliation, Kurt. They've been holding vigils and services of repentance, Kurt. The Diocese of Rhode Island, like many others, has been slow to respond, but under this latest bishop's leadership, they're taking steps to publicly acknowledge and jettison the past. They include the establishment of a museum dealing with this transatlantic slave trade and the North's complicity in that trade as part of a new center for racial reconciliation and healing. I want to tell the story, says the bishop, about how the Episcopal Church and these religious voices have supported the institution of slavery and how they worked to abolish it. Now, the bottom line is they got all kinds of museums touching on slavery in the South. We got to have one in the deep North here, Kurt.
Huh. Wow.
Now, they don't have one now, but they got to get one, they say. They got to face the past and jettison it, Kurt. Now, do you want to respond to this, Kurt, and then I'll tell you my take on this?
Well, first of all, I had no idea that, what's the state, New Hampshire?
No, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. You know, I mean, they're just all up there together, but I had no idea they had this kind of past, and, I mean, it's just interesting what you learn in history. Do you think it's accurate?
Well, yes and no. That's exactly what I'll get to. So they say that many slave ships were built in Boston, Kurt. And there were all kinds of officials who turned a blind eye to the anti-slavery laws. Between 1725 and 1807, Kurt, more than 1,000 slaving voyages, nearly 58%, left from Providence and some of these northern ports. The vessels brought more than 100,000 Africans to the Americas as part of the, quote, triangle trade. They traveled to West Africa carrying rum, which was then traded for slaves. And then they would, drop the slaves off in foreign countries many times, and then they'd bring back sugar. And then they'd use the sugar to make more rum and the distilleries to take back to Africa to get more slaves.
Wow.
They also brought slaves to the north and populated many households, and the list goes on and on. Now, what happened is when Baptists started turning against slavery, Kurt, then the slave lovers or holders would turn towards the Episcopal Church because they were cool with the slave trade.
Wow.
Yeah, we sounded a trumpet and we're happy to receive their financial slaving support. It goes on and on and on, this big debate here. And I'm going to tell you my take on it, Kurt, because I believe this is manipulated till the cows come home, even though the facts may have some truth. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, I have a little confession to make, then back to primetime broadcast. That's a joke. That's a joke, Glenn Beck responded with laughter after CNN host asks about crazy 2016 possibility. I let you believe in the last couple of segments ago that that related to Glenn Beck running for president. That would be a joke. No, they were actually talking about Joe Biden running for president, and Glenn Beck basically mocked Biden and said, we know it's a joke, that would never stand. Elizabeth Warren I could accept, but not Biden, come on. He might be okay on foreign policy, but it's just not going to fly. That was what Glenn Beck said, and I think that Glenn Beck ought to become Joe Biden's running mate, and maybe they ought to run. Okay, that was just a joke, too. All right, back to church taking unusual steps to eliminate its slavery role. We're talking about Rhode Island and the Episcopal Church there. And there's a big, long, complicated mainstream press article, Kurt, about slavery and about the history of the church and a lot of people in the North, in Rhode Island, primarily that promoted slavery big time. And the whole idea now is to admit the historical truth and jettison their horrible past. So they talk about certain people that are against the slave trade today who mention that their family had a horrible history of slave ownership and trade, and how awful it was. And, okay, you asked me if I think this is true, and I don't, Kurt. Let me explain. I believe some of the facts are there. I'll bet you that Rhode Island truly was a slave trade hub, that a lot of the ships were built in Boston for the slave trade, that they had a slave triangle, you know, going to get slaves in Africa, bring them back to some of the places in foreign countries, drop off the slaves, get sugar, bring it home, make rum, send the rum to Africa, and they had this trade triangle of slavery in the middle of it all. I'm sure that's all true. But let me tell you the part that I think that is not true. And that is this idea that somehow there were just crazy people in the North that were slaveholders and that somehow they were more egregious than everybody else. I believe as a whole, America was a slave nation. It was wrong. It was wicked. No one should ever be enslaved to another, ever. People are not property and they should not be bought and sold and trafficked as if they are. Okay, so I reject slavery 1,000%. I think it's wrong. However, Kurt, they want to pin this on George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. And can you see the intentional manipulated strike on the founders and on religion? See, that's where they're going. They want you to believe that, man, the most evil people of all are those people that believe in God. And especially them founding father kinds that believe in God. See, they're all evil. Okay, it isn't true. The fact is, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and many of the people back in the day were born into the slave-holding nation. And to even speak of getting rid of slaves or freeing slaves meant your political head, Kurt, if not your real head. And so it was very difficult for these founders to adjust, to change, to overcome this reality in which they were born. And society doesn't change on a dime, Kurt. And so I'm not defending slavery in any way, although the manipulators would tell you that I am. That's not true. What I'm saying to you is that to change is very difficult. And to be the leader in that change is even more difficult. And the founders set the stage to end slavery. I really believe they did. And I don't believe they're proud of slavery. Many of them in their private comments weren't keen on slavery at all. But they were in a caste system. They were born into families that had slaves, and they grew up owning slaves. What do you do when you find out you're 25 and you own slaves and you have an epiphany that you think it's wrong? What do you do in a country where if you start freeing your slaves, they'll kill you over it, Kurt? You will lose your political standing in the community. Okay, how do you change that on a dime? You can't. And so I don't deny some of the facts in this story, Kurt, but the idea that the religious people and the founders were like these key evil slave people in the North. When slavery got outlawed, they just persisted in their trafficking of people. And man, I'm a guy that works on slave museums, and I look into my past and I think how horrible my family, my history, my roots really are. It's okay. This is just another white guilt scenario gone crazy, gone psychotic. Okay, was slavery wrong? Yes. But you can't act like those people that were involved in it, many of them, were just evil and intentionally participating. It's a warped view of history with a political agenda-driven ideology to attack the founders and to attack religion here, Kurt. The headline doesn't just say, hey, Rhode Island had a slave-holding history you may not know about. They're going to create a museum to document it. The headline says, church taking unusual step to eliminate its slavery role. Then they start telling you about Rhode Island. Okay, really, why are they then put the church in the headline? Because they're attacking religion. They're attacking the founders. So this is a warped view of history, and that's why I focus on it. I'm not defending slavery in any way, but this white guilt gone nuts is a problem too. I'm not guilty about any slavery. I've never held a slave in my life. I'm against slavery. And just because maybe my ancestors were involved somewhere, somehow, sometime, that doesn't increase my guilt in any way. Okay? I am responsible for my own sins and not for Adam's transgression. In other words, I wasn't there and I didn't do it and I don't feel guilty about it. Do I believe that it was wrong? Yes. Is it sad to me that when I study history, people dealt with people as slaves or as property? Yes. It makes me sad. But I can either focus on the past and run around with white guilt, or I can look at today and say, we've got sex trade trafficking slaves all over the world right now, and there's not much being done about it. In fact, many would suggest that our government's participating in it. I happen to be a slave to the IRS, and so are you right now. A financial slave. Yeah, they let me off the plantation, or if I'm an Indian, they let me off the reservation. But even if I try to hide money overseas, they're going to attack me as an anti-patriot, right? No matter that I'm following the laws. See, where do we stop and at what point do we look to the past with run around guilt and blame the church and blame the founders in an effort to supposedly overcome slavery versus when do we look in our day about the things we can do something about? You see? And so I believe that there might be some facts that are correct in this story, Kurt, but this is absolutely belligerently manipulated to attack religion and to attack good, honest people. That's my take, Kurt. What do you think?
You know, I pretty much need to echo what you said, you know, but when you look at it, like you said, one of the key things I think to remember is that if they keep us worried about all this other stuff, then you take your eye off the real ball that you can do something about now, and the whole white guilt thing, et cetera, you know, If we simply just focus on, hey, making today going forward, making today better, et cetera, then we can get something done if we're just sitting there overwhelmed with all our evil sins of the past. And, you know, I believe you just don't move forward at all.
I think you're right, and I know this. Christians, for the most part, Kurt, have a playbook page that says, follow the Prince of Peace. And one of the big guidelines for those who become members of the Church of Jesus Christ, whether no matter what religion you are, whether you're Baptist or Methodist or Episcopalian or whatever you are, the general idea in the scriptures that Jesus teaches us, Kurt, is we're supposed to bear one another's burdens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're supposed to mourn with those who mourn.
Right.
We're supposed to comfort those who stand in need of comfort.
Good point.
And so, in my opinion, if we really want to overcome slavery or any evil in our past, whether it be sexual, physical, any wrongs that are committed, I think the best way to do it, instead of run around in guilt and use a race card to discuss this, why don't we just say, look, we're all, you know what, Americans, we're all want to be like Jesus Christ, or want to, you know, and we're going to do our very best to bear one another's burdens. I don't care what color somebody is. If the black lady needs help across the street and I'm white, then I help her. If the, you know, Asian person, you know, has a problem, then I help them. If the white guy has a problem, I help him too. And I should be, it doesn't say bear one another's burdens if they're the same color as you. Or if they're, you know, this or that, Republican or Democrat. None of those things matter. It just is bear one another's burdens. And so I think the best thing we can do in our day, Kurt, is to treat others around us with greater civility, with greater respect, with greater kindness, with a gentleness. They say a soft answer turneth away wrath, for instance. Okay, when somebody is out of control, you know what? A soft response, I'm sorry. Or I apologize. There's ways to do this, Kurt. And I think in our day, it's about our own behavior and about whose playbook do we follow? And what can we do about it? Do we have reviling for reviling? Or do we have a soft answer, an apology? A, you know what, you first mentality. It's okay. No problem. No worries. Thank you. Whatever terms we want to use and however we want to go about it. But I think that's what we need to step up in our society. And I'm really sorry about the past. I don't mean to dismiss it or be calloused or not caring about these things, Kurt. I care deeply. But I'm not going to get in a situation where my hands are tied and there's no way to improve the situation. I can only do what I can do going forward, Kurt. And that's what I'll focus on. All right, central bankers are in the news. Kurt's got details. We'll chat about it in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Listener TZ chimes in, Kurt, and says our generation will be remembered for the abortion holocaust. You know what? Sadly, I believe he's right. Our generation will be remembered for the abortion holocaust. It's sad but true, Kurt. And hopefully we could double down and eliminate Planned Parenthood, and a lot of these rallies across the country for the pro-life message can really take root and gain ground. Our prayers are that that's the case, because we are pro-life. And the whole purpose of government is to protect life, liberty, and property. Anyway, I digress, but I just wanted to mention that from TZ. Our generation will be remembered for the abortion holocaust. Sadly, true. And if we want to look back at slavery and say how awful it is, and then I mentioned that, hey, we got sex trafficking now that we're ignoring, et cetera, et cetera. And what about the current abortion mills, the death policies of the United States, the funding of death with taxpayers' money, et cetera, et cetera? Are we going to look back on that and go, what have we done? And it'll eclipse slavery in its breadth and scope? Yes, TZ's correct as could be. So thank you for that. You're right as rain. All right, Kurt, central bankers are in the news. They're going to have a big old powwow, aren't they, sir?
Yeah, now you remember the time a few years back when our family was vacationing in the Jackson Hole area. I think it's Wyoming, if I remember.
Yeah, Kurt got a bust out and attend that there financial thing, didn't you?
Well, you know, we were there. I mean, not doing it the way they do it, but, you know, somehow it was crazy. But we were in the same hotel, and you know, I remember looking as I walked through kind of like the lobby and seeing, you know, this little notice thing saying, you know, Federal Reserve banker meeting at such and such a time. And I thought, what? Really? You know, I mean, here we are in this. I mean, I'm not telling you it was a fancy place or whatever, but it must have been just kind of like the only place we could find. But man, to be in the same place they were, I just thought, wow, that's really crazy. But the headline reads,
Kurt Crosby almost stumbled on Jekyll Island, didn't you, Kurt?
Well, you know, you think about that when you see this kind of stuff. But anyway, the headline reads,
but you remember how, Kurt, when I told you that people run around and chase the Bilderberg meetings and they act like they're really getting in on the Illuminati and the scandal and everything. And then half the time, they don't even realize these guys are hanging out in Wyoming, having a little meeting at a teeny nobody-know-whatever hotel and stuff. And see, this is what I'm talking about. This is a perfect example of my point.
Yep. Then they say central bankers, this is Wall Street Journal piece, they say central bankers to confront stock market turmoil at Fed's annual Jackson Hole retreat. Subheadline, China's woes and looming decisions on interest rates will top the agenda. You know, now, I guess what you're supposed to get from this is that, hey, you know, you should just be okay. These guys are going to take care of you. But, you know, wouldn't it be nice if in the Wall Street Journal report, somewhere in this big, long story they put, by the way, you know, the Constitution called for honest money.
Hey, Kurt, Errol Smith sings a song that says, dream on, buddy.
I know, but I mean, I know it's Wall Street Journal just doesn't have time to fit that in. They tell you all this gobbledygook about, you know, trillions here and trillions there and all that other stuff.
And they even tell you about interest rates, and they talk about China, too, don't they, Kurt? Everything but what matters here in America, right?
Well, but what the real solutions are. And I guess you just have to be a country bumpkin, you know, like the final paragraph of the huge article from the Wall Street Journal about the central bankers meeting in, up in Wyoming where we've been, Jackson Hole, that says current developments like, quote, the appreciation of the dollar, the devaluation of the Chinese currency, and the further decline of oil prices are complicating factors in predicting the pace of growth. So what's that say, Sam? They have no idea what's going on, and they're just, well, I guess we got to act like we're, you know, all-knowing soothsayers. But, you know, the fact is, these guys, I mean, the only thing they really do is they get to take advantage of their position of being the monopolists that control the making of money. Right, Sam?
Yeah, so what does it all mean, Kurt?
Well, in my opinion, what it all means is they're getting together and having a little fun, and they, you know, got to pretend like they're working, doing something, I guess. But in my opinion, the main thing they ought to work at doing is just reminding us, oh, sorry about that. We took you for a ride for all these years. You know, 1913, when we, you know, established the Federal Reserve System that should have never been established. We ought to go back to the, what one man calls honest money of the Constitution. And, man, would that be, you know, Trump says make America great again. Imagine if he got on board with that. Whoa.
Well, yeah, and this kind of goes to my point, too, Kurt. So the central bankers are going to meet in Wyoming. No one really realizes they're meeting. It just, you know, blows over most people's heads. Everybody's at the Bilderberg meetings internationally chasing them around with, like, paparazzi. But then they're meeting in Wyoming, and it's kind of like a quiet affair. I mean, you could literally stumble right on the meeting and see a sign and go, what? These guys are like down here for breakfast or what's going on around here? And then they're going to meet. But then even when they meet, Kurt, their topic is stock market turmoil. Now, you think they're really going to just like leak in a Wyoming hotel the stock market turmoil answers or whatever they're going to do? They're going to talk about interest rates. Wow, they talk about interest rates every couple months, Kurt. Then they're going to really, they're going to talk about China and China's woes. That's going to top the agenda. You think you're really going to get some real intel there?
Not in my opinion.
And I just look at that and go, what are you even going to get even so?
Yeah, I do know that they manipulate stuff, and what they say makes a big difference. But, man, wouldn't it be nice if, hey, the real solutions were addressed, and that is, hey, you see this havoc that's happened for over 100 years because of the Federal Reserve System, return to honest money, the gold and silver coinage of the Constitution, and, you know, a circulating medium convertible into such without loss. Imagine that.
All right, ready for a headline, Kurt? Sure. Our advice on Microsoft Windows 10? Two words. Don't upgrade.
Isn't that, wasn't that your headline before?
Well, I mean, they got a mainstream press news a headline too, but I had had that headline before they did. But yeah, I mean, I've been telling people not to upgrade, but there's an article about this in the mainstream press. And basically what happens is the problem with the upgrade is it removes control from parents. This is a very serious thing. Parents and users will be basically, they'll transfer control from parents and users into the hands of Microsoft. You'll be involved in more and more promotion of advertising. The most egregious portion of this change is the family safety portion of Windows. Microsoft has taken away the allow-only list, which only allowed a specific parent-controlled list of websites. In other words, it was a whitelist, Kurt. You could say, look, you can't go on the internet anywhere but these 10 places I let you go. Instead, Microsoft expects us to trust them to block inappropriate sites and allow everything else. You can block specific websites, but only after your children have already visited them. Microsoft allows all users, including small children, to run and buy apps, and all kinds. You can only restrict a little bit based on rating, but you lose the ultimate control. That's right, you can't use family safety unless you give your four-year-old a Microsoft account and an email address.
Wow.
Anyway, they tell you by design when asked about it, but no real explanations. And there's a heavy, aggressive advertising to upgrade to the Windows 10. And when you do, now there's articles all over the internet how to turn off the Microsoft spying on you and your family. How do you prevent that thing from phoning home? And there's 66,000 ways they spy on you now. It's very hard to turn off. So my advice is to not upgrade until, one, they solve these problems, and two, hopefully the blowback from the citizenry around the world will say this is unacceptable. But that's what's going on, Kurt.
Wow. Well, you know, like you've always said, you know, it's just not smart to go with it when it first comes out. It's always good to wait, you know, and this idea that, you know, there some people are waking up the idea that they're kind of spying on what you're doing with your computer. Wow.
Yeah.
That's not anything new, is it?
No, it's just the typical standard. But a lot of people are believing this thing's awesome. And I'm just telling you to be really careful. It's not what we think it is yet. All right, Kurt, there's, I guess, flying robots in the news. They're replacing what they call oil roughnecks, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, all I can tell you is, you know, a big, strong, oil, tough guy, you know, being replaced by some little guy that runs a little thing flying around. I don't really see it, Sam. Now, they might fly around and look at something, you know, and use some technology there, but...
Well, especially,
you know,
in the dangerous...
Let's get one of those guys to grab
work,
a big
Kurt.
Old wrench and open that sucker up or something. That's just not going to happen, Sam.
Well, I'm telling you right now, robotics is coming. Pretty soon they'll just have robots that are tougher than people. Yeah, they'll have incredible drones that are pretty powerful. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball, but that's the debate. And will they eventually replace almost every job with a robot? No, a significant portion, certainly. There you have it. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. Sam, Kurt, we're going to add Tom DeWeese to the mix in seconds. This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.